at the International Poultry Expo. I am visiting the Novus booth and speaking with Gio Gasparoni. First of all, tell me what you do for the company, Gio.
Sometimes I don't know. I don't know myself what I'm doing. I'm the cheerleader of the company, but I'm responsible. The side job is responsible for marketing and sales for Novus.
Right. Well, here at this show, we're looking and focused solely on this poultry segment, which I know is very important to Novus's business, of course. Some of the things that I've heard people talking about here in different meetings, food scarcity, food security, things like this, how important are these to Novus? Because obviously your customers are having to fulfill the need for a growing population, and what are some of the ways that you're kind of addressing this on behalf of your customers too?
Yeah, this is something that is very near and dear to our heart. As we are working with all our customers, so small, medium, big, gigantic, multinational, this is a recurrent problem. And I think it's now becoming more and more serious and severe. Everybody is talking on the floor of how the increase of raw material, the cost of producing, the cost of the inputs will increase the cost of the output. So the question is how the people can afford that. So it's not just the question of the quantity, which is problem one. The problem two is that now the ones that we have is very expensive. And if you think about how the people can afford the food, that is becoming a global problem. And one of the things that I used to say is when people have money, have many problems. When people don't have money, they have only one problem. And I think that one problem now is becoming a problem of many more people. People think in our business, and not only in our business, that the problem is on the feeding the world affordable wholesome food is something that will get us into 2030 when we will have 9 billion people. My point is today we can't feed 1.2, 1.5 billion people, and they are below the level of poverty. So there is malnutrition or no food at all. So how we improve their quality of living of these people is very important. And is, I think, is one of the most important parts for the American business is to understand the role that a country like U.S. has. We can't be selfish. You can't just think about yourself and why is our why we need to be concerned about other people wealth and health. Is fundamental. This is basic. This is much more powerful than sending army somewhere else. This is. I guess people don't realize how that is so critical, and is becoming the food security is becoming a national security issue. It goes beyond the boundaries of our country. Our country here. So how Novus is addressing that? So because this is the problem that we have everywhere, right? So Novus is addressing in different ways, one of which is education. So we need to improve the way we feed the animals so to be more effective and using less inputs to get to the same outputs, if not more. So that's one. The second one is really using our product. Of course, right?
That's very critical to this whole process.
This is where you're sustainable, right? You don't make money, you're not sustainable. So using our products to help our customers to use less input and get to the same effect. And the Mintrex is a very perfect example. Use an organic trace mineral, so use it less inorganic, so it's more respectful of the environment and the animal are growing better. And lastly is maximize utilization of the inputs that you have. So preserving the energy using antioxidant. This is a core competence of Novus, has been for a long while. Or using enzymes to extract more nutrient from the available raw material. Our business will go more and more, especially in the developed world, into using alternative crops. I've been public in stating that the the countries like United States and Europe that should be the example of, on helping feeding the world are the ones that are really giving bad example on how to destroy the world and increasing the food price. Because in on one side we have the ethanol madness, whereby today with 40% of our crop of corn is going to make fuel, that and diluting 10% the gasoline is won't change a single bit the price of gas, but yet will increase the price of food, which will create a spiral that will be terrible for the whole world. And the other one, the rules and regulation in Europe that is basically reducing the role of animal production in one of the countries that could be as effective as the United States, so leaving the world with less food available in the time where we need to be more effective and efficient in what we are doing. So to me, something is not matching here in matching the need really of the countries and the customers and us as a family around the world. So that is where I see us going.
Well, and I know that Nova's culturally as a company has a strong commitment to social responsibility. And when you talk about some of these topics and your ideas and concerns, I understand you're working in some developing countries with educational programs to we might take away from this is you can help them learn from our mistakes a little bit. Is that possible?
Yes, I think that's the whole intention. So to me, is I've been working for 25, way too long, in this business, and I've been honor to be exposed to different agriculture, animal production, different parts of the world. Today, I'm working more and more engaged in Africa, in India, in China, and if you think about it, is the way we can be better in our social responsibility and also in the production, going back to the sustainability, is by lifting the bottom. You know, just by improving the top, is lifting the bottom. And how you lift the bottom is by applying things that we have developed 30 years ago and share with them without having them going to the learning curve that we have been in the last 30 years. It is just common sense. It's just common sense.
Just look ahead briefly before we close here. How would you describe what you see as the kind of future vision for Novus as a company as we move forward? We're here in a brand new year. It's always time to look ahead a little bit.
Well, it's nice that you're asking these questions because we celebrate the 20th anniversary, and I've been associated with this company since the beginning in 1991, and there is a very nice feeling and enthusiasm of having reached a milestone. But as I was saying last night at our little celebration with our customers, is now I'm looking at how we set the foundation for the people to carry this dream for the next 20 years and how we will be meaningful to the feed industry and animal protein business in every part of the world. We are selling in 100 countries for the next 20 years. It's just by sharing best practice, sharing our knowledge, collect their knowledge and distribute around the world and adapting ourselves as a company to the need of the customers in different parts of the world.
Well, I have really enjoyed being able to talk with you here at the International Poultry Expo. Gio, very good, enthusiastic look to the future too. So we'll look for good things from Novus. And here from Atlanta, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.